GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. district judge has ruled the immediate reinstatement of thousands of terminated probationary federal employees. Judge William Alsup says the Trump administration attempted to circumvent procedures in place for issuing reductions in force by incorrectly asserting the employees were terminated for performance reasons, saying those reasons are, quote, a sham. In Russia, following meetings with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, President Putin says he has questions about the 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine.
Russian leader during a news conference, a joint news conference with Alexander Lukashenko, saying that he would support a ceasefire, but he said that there are nuances and that a 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine would come with questions about how that time period is used. He said that would Ukraine be using that time to regroup?
ABC's Marcus Moore. The trade war dragging down stocks once again today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council approved a resolution Tuesday night that will make the city a sponsor of the Oshkosh Pride event at Leach Amphitheater in June. According to the resolution, sponsoring Oshkosh Pride will require no city cash outlay, but will allow the nonprofit organization free use of the Leach Amphitheater. Council member DJ Nichols.
And I think we can differentiate as a council between organizations that are profit generating, like Waterfest, and organizations that are trying to do something really good in our community for a group of people that might not otherwise have the chance to identify their community in Oshkosh, who their friends should be. And I think we do a really good job as a local government of not only ensuring that people have homes and houses, but making sure that they feel like that they're home too. And this event accomplishes that. And it wouldn't otherwise exist in a place like Oshkosh.
The vote to sponsor the nonprofit event was not unanimous. Council members Paul Esslinger and Jacob Flom voted against it. 40-year-old Joshua Denault, who faced 16 charges of sexual exploitation and child enticement, entered a no-contest plea in Brown County Court this week. The former Green Bay tennis coach is accused of taking several upskirt photographs of girls he was coaching. Judge Thomas Walsh found him guilty of the 6 felony child sex offenses he was charged with. Denault is out on bond, but will be sentenced on May 20th. Police from 4 additional law enforcement agencies helped the Menasha police find and arrest a person who was seen carrying a rifle near Menasha High School Wednesday afternoon. The high school was placed on lockdown, and the suspect was found quickly. Names have not been released. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and very spring-like today, with highs reaching the upper 50s. We'll become mostly cloudy tonight, with a chance of some storms tomorrow morning. During the day, it'll be windy and warm, with highs reaching the upper 60s. Then at night, strong to severe storms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The annual Pi Day 5K Run Walk is back, and it's the 11th year. It's going to be held on March 15th outside of the Leonardo da Vinci School in Green Bay. This run walk is very unique because it was completely organized by the fifth graders who go there. And all proceeds are going toward the Old Glory Honor Flight. If you're looking for a fun way to celebrate Pi Day, this is it. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and sign up. Don't let those fifth graders down.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is a sunny day, a warm day. Mr. Zommers, I can feel that it is truly shorts weather. Temperature is going to be get up into the 70s tomorrow.
For a couple days.
Yes, and then winter returns by Sunday.
Second, third, fourth winter.
Right. But in all seriousness, just for a second, if you live in Wisconsin, particularly, say, between La Crosse and Eau Claire, and then draw a line kind of over and down to Toma, and then over to Portage, and then down to Racine, Kenosha, that I'm very broadly speaking southwest part of the state. I know people in Madison wouldn't say they're southwest, but if
comparatively.
But the southwest portion of the state, third maybe is a way to say it, maybe some severe weather tomorrow night. So just be aware of that. And what makes it kind of scary or scarier is that the meteorologists expect the worst of the severe weather tomorrow evening to come in after sunset. And so that's when it gets dangerous, and because it's darker out, obviously, and so darker. There is some risk of tornadic activity. It sounds like most of the concern is for severe thunderstorms, not a lot of rain in this system because it's going to be so fast moving. But it's the wind. And so both straight line winds and also a possibility, keyword possibility, for tornadic activity. So just keep an eye to the sky, keep an eye to the radio and your other weather sources, because could get kind of a rough going for tomorrow.
May want to plan not driving too late.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So that's just, enjoy the nice weather today. Enjoy it during the day tomorrow. Get out there. But yes, temperature is going to plummet from 70s tomorrow into the 30s by Sunday afternoon.
A bit chillier.
Right now, we are not on every station across the Civic Media Radio Network that we're normally on because Wisconsin men's basketball pregame show is underway. The Badgers are playing in the Big Ten tournament. Big game coming up here in about a half an hour. So we will be ending our show today at 1:30 and enjoy the music for the last half. We can't do that?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Oh, we're not doing that. Apparently, we're not doing that today. But no, some of our stations across the network right now are doing the pregame show for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game. They are taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. And it'll be shown on the Big Ten Network, but it's going to be aired for free across many of our Civic Media stations. You can find those stations via the Civic Media app, which you could download for free. So stick around. We're going to play What's Worse and have some great fun here in this hour on some of our stations. On other stations, you can catch Matt LaPay, Brian Butch, and Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. Should be a good game. Northwestern beat Minnesota yesterday afternoon, kind of a little mild upset of sorts there. Northwestern was ranked number 13, Minnesota 12 coming into the tournament, in the tournament bracket, not overall, of course. Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament. If they win today, the Badgers, they would take on UCLA tomorrow. So we'll see. One game at a time. But first of all, the Badgers taking on Northwestern at the bottom of this hour on some of our stations. We'll kind of give you little updates as the show goes along as well. But right now at 10 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse.
This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get
time
with
once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no money involved, but it is your opportunity to have your voices heard. Normally, I say across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, but today, you know, a third of them, or maybe two-thirds of them, something like that, right? Because of Badger basketball. But nonetheless, a great opportunity to have your voice heard. And this is timely as indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because, as we said, lots of basketball. It is the season for tournament college basketball. The conference tournament's going on right now. The Badgers play Northwestern at the bottom of the hour. And then Selection Sunday, this coming Sunday on CBS, always one of my favorite things, going to seem a lot different this year without the legendary Greg Gumbel after his passing. But nonetheless, a great event, Selection Sunday. We'll find out where the Wisconsin Badgers rank in the final tournament seeding, and where they will play in the first two rounds, or if they get to two rounds, first two games. There's a chance they could still play at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee next Friday. But part of that might depend on the outcome of today and the rest of the Big Ten tournament. The point is, this time of year, Zommers, lots of people order the pizza. They're wanting pizza this time of year because there's no better food to eat, I don't think, during a basketball game than pizza. So, directly from the home office, as they say, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I don't know that I've ever had pizza without sauce, except for one time when it was an accident. They didn't put sauce on it, and I got my money back.
Well, this brings up an interesting point, and the person who normally writes these, our co-executive producer, CP, and he is traveling, right? And so he's an important guy. He goes all over the country. And so I put a text into him. I said, if you have a minute, could you call in and explain pizza with no sauce or pizza with sauce? He says, I'm traveling. But he sent me an 8-second voice message. Now, I have not listened to this. Do we play it without listening to it on the air, or do we not?
We have a dump button.
I'm just going to say, you've got your finger on the dump button. And also, there's very high-level meetings right now at Civic Media, and everybody in leadership is at lunch. And so nobody's listening to us.
So, we'll be fine. Let's do it.
So here we go. Here is the unedited version of CP on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce. Here we go. All right. Let's try this again. I got to go back here. Got to go back. I'll try to hear CP. Here we go.
Pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce, basically. Believe it or not, some people don't like pizza sauce.
I guess that's true. I do know some people, just not a lot.
I asked him to explain what does it mean pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce, and he says pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. Believe it or not, some people don't like sauce.
You know, it is that simple.
Who doesn't like sauce?
I know some people who it's not their favorite part. Like, they would rather just have a lot of cheese, but I think I know more people who would rather be swimming in sauce.
All right.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to Cindy listening in beautiful Appleton. Cindy, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
Pizza without sauce? What's the point?
Right?
Yes. It's got to have lots and lots of sauce.
I agree with you 100%. Not even close for me. I've never heard. How can you even make a pizza with no sauce?
Isn't that just breadsticks?
Right?
Like triangular breadsticks?
I mean, Cindy, serious question. Have you ever gone to a place and even seen people order pizza with no sauce?
Hello?
No. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it. People, CP, Cindy, people, very, very few words today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to beautiful Waukesha on WAUK. Rick listening in Waukesha. Rick, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, I'll tell you a fact. I was married to a Sicilian, and it's pizza with sauce I like, because one time she made me a pizza late at night, and she didn't have the stuff, and she put it on a pancake mix.
Really?
I had to turn it down. I couldn't eat it.
Wow.
It's a true story. And Tex with no sauce are better.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so very much. Now, right there, if you've got a wife who's a Sicilian, I'm surprised she even used a pancake batter. I guess in a pinch. It was a
late. Maybe she just thought, I can do this. I'm good enough at this. I'll make it work.
But to have your husband turn it down.
Must be a low blow.
Late at night and getting no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Dave in New Berlin texts in saying, pizza with no sauce isn't pizza. It's a salad on a piece of bread.
That's a good point. Now, for those watching on the stream, and we have a lot of folks watching on the stream today. We appreciate that, largely because of Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, of course. The photo, the picture we have on the screen on streaming on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and the like, the pizza with the sauce looks like a great pizza, a typical pizza. The one on the right, the picture for no sauce, it looks like it's a white sauce or a cheese sauce on the bottom.
It's hard to tell if it has sauce or if it's just melted cheese.
Right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We go down to beautiful Greene County and the city of Monroe. Monroe, that is. Angie in Monroe. Angie, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Actually, I'm in between because sometimes the sauce isn't very good.
Oh,
So it just depends on your sauce. And I would rather do no sauce and just do a little garlic on it. And because you can make flavor without having sauce.
Right.
On your breadstick. So as long as you have flavor on your breadstick, I mean, just put garlic on it and put some tomatoes on it. And you don't have to do all the red sauce. Because some places, like my heart, I get, now that I'm older, I get heartburn really bad.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's so picky. And as long as it's got no preservatives, which actually Casey's doesn't have all the crap in it.
All right.
Because I don't get heartburn from them.
I was just down in Monroe last week, and my friends Kurt and Florcy and I, we ordered a Vince's pizza. You ever have a pizza at Vince's in Monroe? No, she's gone. All right, very good. You cut her off now. We'll find out. If you're in Monroe, check out Vince's Pizza. They got great pizza, great sauce. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on 7 Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
We're just about ready to build the perfect pizza.
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Now we're feeling kind of hungry.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallbrawl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Thursday, March 13th. Sommers, where'd you find that?
I was thinking, what songs do I know about pizza? And I remembered the Mary-Kate and Ashley show, just a show that my sisters watched when I was younger. And I remembered pizza. And I was like, I think that's a song. And I looked it up and yeah.
Good gravy.
It's not good.
No, but it says pizza. That's what we're doing right now. Welcome back. Our daily segment called What's Worse, where we ask you, the listening and viewer audience, obscure questions. And you tell us what's worse. Today's edition, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine, type in Civic, not engine, but search bar in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll come up, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free, gratis, cero, no dinero, not a dime. Doesn't cost you anything. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, you can listen to all of our great programming and text in. And you'll want to do this now. Now, as I said before, the entire leadership team at Civic Media, all the decision makers, all the bosses, all the supervisors are gone right now. It's a desert in here. It's me and Zommers, and that's it. And so I'm not 100% sure whether I was supposed to say this or not, but nobody's listening from leadership, so they don't care. They won't find out. There's a contest coming up.
Ooh.
A text to win contest. And let me tell you, it's spectacular. The grand prize, I tell you what it is, but they do have I think the attorneys are still listening in their earpiece. So I can't tell you what the grand prize is, but it's going to be phenomenal. So download the Civic Media app, not just to play our little goofy game every day, what's worse, but and more importantly, for our upcoming text win contest, because you want to be all ready for that. What's worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Kurt, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, first I'll say I have worked in the pizza industry for about 20 years. So definitely with sauce and extra sauce.
Yeah, so with sauce is better, so no sauce is worse.
That is focaccia.
All right, this is fantastic that you have worked in the pizza industry. Do you get requests from people? I'm asking this seriously. Are there people that say no sauce?
We get it occasionally because of acid complaints or, you know, stomach complaints.
Really?
So we will get it occasionally.
Boy.
And we usually advise, you know, because they do like the sauce, that if you've ever heard of, like, the pinza bread, which is a little bit less diabetic and very good, it has usually a different sauce that's sweeter. It's not as acidic.
Really? All right. This is. I love it. I love this. I appreciate you listening and calling in with real pizza knowledge. So thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much, and have a great day down there in beautiful Waukesha. There you go, from a pizza expert. It actually does occur. Pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. Matthew on the text line, brand new texter from Menominee Falls. We appreciate that, Matthew. Thanks for listening. He says, is the grand prize in the text to win upcoming contest pizza with no sauce? No, it is not.
I promise you it's a lot better than that.
It's a lot better than that. 855-752-4842. We go to the North Woods. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Well, I love pizza with sauce, but my granddaughter insists on ordering a pizza with no sauce, and there's a place in Spooner, Wisconsin that sells that. I believe they call it cheese fries. So basically, It's the pizza crust just loaded with cheese and a little bit of garlic and stuff. And that's the way she goes. So.
Wow. All right. I'm learning every minute, and I love every minute of it. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate that.
Plus, I'm sure there are people with allergies. Like, there's always going to be things that sound weird to everybody else, but that right. they have to eat for dietary reasons.
I think what's emerging here, Zommers, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, what's emerging here is this is not like a listed menu item or something that's normally done, but it occurs occasionally. That's maybe why I haven't heard of this before.
Although, Tyler in Columbia County just texted in saying, pizza with red sauce is worse, but if there's Alfredo or cheese sauce, I'll take that over no sauce.
Really? All right. Well, I've seen that, right? I mean, you know, our friend Ian's Pizza up here, where Zommers and I eat about every 8 days. It was only 7 days in a week. And they're fantastic. They have the macaroni, the mac and cheese pizza, and they also have a chicken Alfredo pizza. So, yeah, you have different sauces. But the question right now is, what's worse, pizza with sauce, any kind, or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Steve in Milwaukee says, with sauce, unless you have Papa Murphy's Mediterranean chicken pizza. That is good without sauce. That's very specific.
Most of the time that no sauce is worse, but
right.
sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works. What else do we have here? We have Jules listening on WXCO up in beautiful Wausau says, isn't no sauce pizza fries? Well, that's a good question as well. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce, Zommers?
I'm going to have to go with the majority here and say that pizza with no sauce is worse if you're still calling it pizza.
Right.
If you're saying it's breadsticks or pizza fries or something like that, that's a different thing. But if it's just pizza that has no sauce and you're not intending to dip it in sauce, then that's worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Pizza with no sauce is worse. Period. Hands down. Because one of our earlier callers, I mean, I think it was Angie or somebody or Cindy, it doesn't matter. One of our callers, they're saying that not just sauce, but I want like lots of sauce on my pizza. I mean,
yes,
to me, the tomato and all the ingredients in that sauce, it makes all the difference in the world. And I like a crispy crust I like a good quarter to a half inch between the crust and the toppings of just sauce and crust.
That's
crispy like that. I love that. And so I absolutely think no sauce is worse. I wouldn't eat a pizza with no sauce. It's not pizza without sauce.
No, not really.
I mean, and again, I mean, I come from the old school, back to Richland Center, where you go buy your Chef Boyardee pizza, and that's just crust and the canned sauce. I know it's cheap and commercial, but the taste of that is just, and you put ground beef and green olives and some cheese. That's Richland Center pizza right there, my friends. All right, come on back. We have a news, weather, and sports update and more fun and games. Don't miss us. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pizza time.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. Here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The weather guys, UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman, say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. Martin says the services provided by the National Weather Service and NOAA cannot be easily or quickly replicated. There are National Weather Service offices in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee-Sullivan, and offices in the Twin Cities and Duluth serving western Wisconsin. The numbers to be let go at the Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration remain unclear.
Last night, police were called to Little Lake Butamore, south of the 9th Street boat landing in Menasha, to a report of a man yelling in the lake. Officers tried to reach the 67-year-old man with a throwable floating life disc, but they were not successful. An officer went into the lake to bring the man to shore. He was taken to the hospital, where he died. No other details have been released. A body was found in a wooded area off South Lake Street in Manitowoc Wednesday morning. Manitowoc police say foul play does not appear to be a factor in the person's death. The investigation, which will include an autopsy, is still ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to call Manitowoc police or Crime Stoppers. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and very spring-like today, with highs reaching the upper 50s. We'll become mostly cloudy tonight, with a chance of some storms tomorrow morning. During the day, it'll be windy and warm, with highs reaching the upper 60s. Then at night, strong to severe storms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Hey, Green Bay! Looking for a place to unwind with amazing drinks?
You've got to check out Timekeeper Distillery on Holmgren Way. They craft one-of-a-kind creative cocktails to sip on-site or grab to go.
Oh, and the menu. It has delicious mouth-watering bites that'll leave you wanting more. Ever tried a deviled egg flight? It's a game changer.
And hey, if you're a fan, Timekeeper's in the mix with WGBW's Top Draft promo, so you know you're getting the best.
Get yourself to Timekeeper Distillery.
Trust us, your taste buds will thank you.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Everyone is Irish for a week in one Northeast Wisconsin city. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. All the blarney as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the next new Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. What a beautiful day. Zomersky, we forgot to check. How's the, what's the street cam looking like? Can we check out here on the corner of Fairchild and State Street in downtown Madison? Look at that. Oh, hang on. I'm going to adjust the camera. Give us a little music here, Zomers, and we'll walk.
Currently, the street cam is pointed a little bit too high. We see more of the sky than anything else. Todd is adjusting it. You can see the street, plenty of cars crossing. That's a lot better.
Because we have a look at that. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful shot of downtown Madison. We have a lot of people today joining us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Higher than usual. And we appreciate that. And we know that it's not for me. It's because of our great guests, Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, brought a lot of their followers along today. And we appreciate that. So here now, for those that might be watching, this is a bonus for those that if you think, well, sometimes Todd puts me to sleep. He wouldn't be the first one. And so we need something to visually stimulate us during the show. Well, just check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, the old X Factor now. And we give you the stream, the visuals every day. And you can check us out there either at the Civic Media or at the Todd Allball Show or just Allball Show, A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H. Glad to have you along. And you can see, look at that. It's a delivery truck right now. Some people did some shopping. They're about to cross the street right there by the Ovisher Center. It's a beautiful day in downtown Madison.
You know, talking about visual stimulation, maybe one of these days I'll start playing Minecraft and just put it on one of the screens like they do on some TikToks and stuff. Sure. Or just maximum overstimulating visuals. Too many things going on.
Glad to have you along at 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. One of our listeners from WMDX here in Madison texting in a brand new texter. We appreciate that as always. I said, what happened? I didn't hear what's worse. Well, a little late to the party, but that's okay. We'll repeat it. Our what's worse today involved pizza. What's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce? Sherry in Horicon, by the way, listening on MDX, says, I like sauce. And really, who doesn't? Well, I guess there are some people. And so it was great. We had Kurt calling in, who is an entrepreneur, a pizza maker, a pizza owner, who's been in the pizza business like 20 plus years. And he's telling us that occasionally some people, for whatever reason, digestive or otherwise, they order their pizza without sauce. So it is a thing, but I just prefer pizza with sauce.
Yeah, me too.
So appreciate everybody calling. And we do that each and every day in hour number two here on the show, asking you the less important questions about what's worse. Got to have some fun every day as well. Don't forget, if you're tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network looking for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game, it is playing right now on some of our network stations that include the Badger Radio Network. Matt LePay and Brian Butch, Wisconsin, just underway now against Northwestern. You can hear those games via the Civic Media Radio Network if it is not playing in your area. But we hope you stay with us as well. Have a little fun here as well. Ollie in Northwoods calling back. Let's go to Ollie quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a burning question, actually.
Really? All right.
I don't know if it's on one of the Civic Media channels. They do a commercial for a tomato pie. Could you explain that to me? It's been killing me ever since the first time I heard it. Is that a real pizza or tomatoes?
All right. Like a commercial for one of our sponsors?
Yes, it's a place, I believe, in Madison that's,
yeah.
You have Doughboys, and then you have another one that's called Tomato Pie.
Yeah, it's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Oh. It's a pizza place.
Yep. Oh, got it. I understand now. I've eaten at Salvatore's many times. I have a couple of locations here in Madison. It's a great place. I'm not just saying that because they sponsor. It's a great place. And I think the difference is a tomato pie might be maybe more well known as deep dish. or it's not the thin crust, it's a deeper dish. And instead of just having the tomato sauce, they might have actually kind of chunks of cooked tomatoes and more tomatoey in it and layers of cheese. So it's more like a pie rather than a thin pizza.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if it was the crust with tomatoes on it instead of tomato sauce.
I think there's both, yeah.
Okie doke.
Well, that's a great question.
Quite a question.
I appreciate it. And timely indeed, given today's What's Worse. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you picking up on that sponsorship. And yeah, Salvador's Tomato Pies here in the Madison area, a great business. We appreciate them being a sponsor. And even better, it is legit great pizza. So thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you calling in. Have you been to Salvador's?
I only have once, but it was very good.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, somebody on MDX says, what's not true? Somebody just texted and said, not true. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if they want to explain themselves or call in, we'll take the call. Sometimes people just try to jerk around, you know, it's just like, throw me off. Anyway, let's talk a little bit what's going on in the national scene here today. Lots of local news in the first hour, and we love that. But let's take a little bit look what's going on around the country as well. The new Musk Watch Doge Doggy Tracker. I just like calling it Doggy instead of Doge. Shows savings under Elon Musk's reign of error, I like that, have been overstated by at least 92%. As Maxwell Smart once said, and get smart, missed it by that much. So this is great. There's something called the Musk Watch Doge Tracker. And they find out now that this savings that Musk and Trump keep talking about has been overstated by at least 92%. That's fantastic. Musk is claiming he's saving taxpayers $4 billion with a B per day by selling property, firing workers, rooting out waste, and canceling contracts, leases, and grants. Here's the problem. There's next to no detail or documentation to back up purported savings. Well, that can be a problem. I mean, back in school, my teachers used to say, show your work. The documentation that does exist shows gross overstatement of potential savings to taxpayers. The Musk Watch Doge Tracker, and if you want to, don't take Todd's word for it, check it out yourself. Doge, D-O-G-E, D-O-G as in gross, E, .muskwatch.com, doge.muskwatch.com. It shows claimed cuts versus verifiable cuts. The tracker also lets you zero in on terminated contracts by location and by agency. The tracker even comes with a caveat that most savings claimed by Doge may be illusory or illusions because of illegal withholding of funds appropriated by Congress. So there you go. You know, talk about keeping us honest, keeping folks honest. Check it out. Doge.muskwatch.com. Doge.muskwatch.com. Not must watch as in must watch TV. Muskwatch.com. It's very different when you actually look at the facts and how the numbers line up than what Trump and Musk are claiming. And now there's this, as we said earlier in the hour, breaking news from CBS and other places that a judge today has temporarily, at least, reinstated several of these laid off slash fired employees at many of these federal agencies. But that's just, I mean, at some point, people are human, right? So if you have or had one of these jobs, told you were fired, you file for unemployment, you're looking for new employment, now they say come back, but it's only temporary. Who wants to be jerked around like that? Just from a mental health standpoint. Do I have a job? Do I not have a job? Very disconcerting.
I can imagine a lot of them are not going to go back.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so that's the real reign of error here? Well, it's two things. It's the numerical things we just talked about. They claim to be saving all this money, but they're really not. When you look at it, they're exaggerating it by 92%. And in reality, they're causing strife, consternation, anxiety for real people. And they're putting services at risk to people in Wisconsin and all over the country. And that uncertainty, along with this tariff trade war, I didn't even get to today. Trump has put a 200% tariff on alcohol from Europe.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
Wow.
Now he's going after European liquor.
What is the point?
I've known a couple of those, but I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I'm not sure what the point is. 855-752-4842. This is great. Tom in McFarland now is listening, and he is calling in to correct me on pizza versus tomato pie. This is fantastic. Tom, thanks for calling in. Tell us now, because I was putting it in, Ollie called earlier and asked about one of our great sponsors, Salvador's Tomato Pie. I just said to put it in layman's terms or something I thought was understandable. The closest thing I can think of that other people might relate to is like a deep dish pie. But please educate us, Tom. What is the difference?
There's a bit of a difference on that. A deep dish is more like your Chicago-style pizza, and that's more like a cheese casserole, for lack of a better term, or cheese lasagna. Very deep, very thick. A tomato pie, the crust is going to be more like, I think, in terms of Pizza Hut and their traditional crust that they have.
Okay.
That's about as thick as it's going to be.
All right.
And it's not going to have as much cheese as a traditional pizza is going to have. When you look at your, like, standard pizza, that's more of like a marinara type of sauce. It's not going to be as thick as a tomato pie sauce. That's going to be a lot thicker and not as much cheese. So you're going to have a thicker crust, not a deep dish, but a thicker pan-style crust, a chunkier sauce, and less cheese.
This is
Salvatore's, being the awesome place that they're going to be, they will make that pie any way you want it to. If you want cheese on it, tell them they'll load it up for you, no problem.
Do you work there, or do you just frequent the business?
I do not. I happen to like their tomato pies. They're very good.
They're great. They're fantastic. And you did a much, much better job of explaining this than I did. So I appreciate you calling in.
I'm from Chicago, so I get
you're from Chicago. I think what we really need to do is we need to do a show from Salvador's, have you there, and we need to sample these on the air so we can accurately tell people.
I think that is an outstanding idea.
I do as well. Thank you, Tom. You've given me a new idea for an on-location show. Thanks a lot, Tom. We appreciate you listening to the beautiful have you been to McFarland's, Amers?
I've driven past it.
A beautiful community. It's one of those suburbs right south of Madison,
right,
on your way to Stoughton. Stoughton gets a lot of play, which they should. It's a great community as well. But McFarland is a slightly smaller city, but they have a beautiful little lake right there. And backwaters to the Ahara watershed. It's great. And my godsons used to run a lot of track meets at McFarland High School. They have a beautiful high school and a great track there. Beautiful little downtown. It's great. Check McFarland.
I do not get to enough places around the state. Like, I'm from Manitowoc. I used to live there. So I've been to a lot of the towns around Manitowoc and like Sheboygan, Green Bay, and around that area in between the two. But I've only lived in Madison a couple of years, and I haven't adventured too far out of the city. And I would certainly like to, because I have, it's been great.
Absolutely. Wisconsin C is a great place. We appreciate Tom McFarland. We're going to put that on our What Makes Wisconsin Great list, Zombers. We have to go do, and this is not just for fun, right? This is research for the show.
Right. Yes. Business expense.
We'll see about that, but we'll make a visit at some point to Salvador's Tomato Pies, who is a great sponsor of the Civic Media Radio Network, and we appreciate that greatly. We're going to take a short break here. Come back, we'll give you a little update on the Wisconsin Badger game against Northwestern, and we'll also wrap up the show. It's a great afternoon, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here at 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a quick check of your weather. Sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And then it's on to the Maggie Dawn Show with the one and only Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Salvia from 5 until 6, Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Rick Smith Across America, and then Native Roots Radio, all coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now on select stations, and as Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. Right now on the Civic Media stations that carry Wisconsin Badger men's basketball, the Badgers are in a tight game early on. At last check, 14 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first half, so still a lot of time left. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 12-8. So early on in that one, a tight game. Badgers taking on Northwestern, who beat Minnesota yesterday. The winner advances to play UCLA tomorrow. Badgers right now ranked number 18 in the country and trying to up their spot for the NCAA seeding. At one point here a week ago, they were thought to maybe be a 2 seed. Right now, trying to hold on to maybe a 4. You don't want to slip to a 5 seed in the NCAAs because there's a good chance a 12 is going to beat you just statistically over the last few years. So be aware of that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to call the pizza question, I thought Zomers, this would not be nearly as controversial as it was. But it turns out people have feelings on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce.
Turns out they do. And Sherry in Horicon texting in saying that she is Italian and her grandmother used to make pizza with no sauce.
Now here, this comes in, and look at how efficient the leadership meeting has broken up. There was a big leadership meeting here at Civic. It has broken up. Our CEO has taken time now to text me live on the show to bring us a question from a listener. Chris has sent in to the company and saying, hi, please ask Tom from McFarland, who is from Chicago, he says, his thoughts on I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it Pequods? Pequods? P-E-Q-U-O-D apostrophe S from Chicago. Chris says, I'm also a Chicago native, and I love Pequods, Pequods, however you say it, with a smiley emoji. So how about that? Today's segment of What's Worse has made it all the way to our CEO.
It sure has.
And, you know, how about that? That's fantastic. Let's see here. Dave in New Berlin says, Wow. Dave in New Berlin's day drinking. Says, I hate the drums for your last segment. It just means Todd is headed to the bar. Maggie is lovely and all. All right. Well, there you go. I guess he's saying he doesn't like to hear the drums because it means the show's almost over.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
All right. Dave makes me laugh. And we should all take time to laugh each and every day. So thanks, Dave. We appreciate your listenership. And thanks, everybody, for your feelings on pizza. Once again, it just says to me, we have to do more shows on location at pizza places. All right, let's see if we can get this in quick. While the current administration, i.e. the Trump administration, is out to end diversity, equity, and inclusion, Congress is not. The 335 members of today's Congress are more diverse and inclusive than ever before. According to Congressional Quarterly Roll Call data, one in four identifies as Black, Hispanic, Asian American, or Native American. Yet Congress is not as diverse as the U.S. population, in which more than 4 in 10 are non-white. Women are 51% of our populace, but only 28% in Congress. But talk about inclusion. To MAGA's chagrin, today's 119th Congress includes the first openly transgender member in history. Representative Sarah McBride, a Democrat from Delaware, is one of 13 members who identify as other than heterosexual. In Congress, one in 40 members identify as non-heterosexual, but for America as a whole, it's nearly one in 10. Bye-bye. Boomer is a thing in the House where Generation X now outnumbers baby boomers 41-39%. I did not know that. Over in the Senate, have no fear, boomers still rule with 61% of them. And we have 19 immigrants serving in Congress. Yikes, 19. MAGA cannot like that, right?
Nope.
So what have we learned here today? Congress is not as diverse and inclusive as America, but it is trending in that direction.
Which is good. And we're getting younger people, too.
Absolutely. Speaking of younger people, last night we had the thing with Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, that great forum last night on the Supreme Court race. And one of the people on our panel talking about education, Christian Phelps, who is from the Eau Claire area in his 20s. And here he is now a member of the state legislature. I joked last night he brought the median age of the legislature down by 50%.
Yeah, he's been on Pat's show for a long time. And I've always been impressed with his ability to articulate thoughts that a lot of people have.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic. And we need more young people. We need people who represent the United States more in elective office. So this is good news. A little hope to end the show on that it might not be where we want it, but little by little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish, we are getting a bit more diverse, a few more opinions in our congressional and legislative representation. Great show today. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer. Also, many thanks to Dan Jacobs, to Aaron Zommers, to all of you for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll be back tomorrow with Peter Rapine and a wacky look at the week in review. Until then, this is Todd saying, whatever you're believing, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently.
moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and stocks on the slide again over the growing trade war. President Trump defending U.S. tariffs. ABC's Selena Wang is at the White House.
The president said that he wasn't going to bend on tariffs. This is, as we've seen, the markets whipsawed by his on-again, off-again tariff strategy for the last few weeks. He said, quote, we've been ripped off for years, saying he won't change his mind on the 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel.
The president also says he'll add 200% tariffs on alcohol imported from the European Union after the EU hiked duties on U.S. whiskey. Russia's president says he agrees to the spirit of a ceasefire deal, but has questions about the U.S. 30-day ceasefire proposal that Ukraine has already agreed to. A U.S. district judge ruling the immediate reinstatement of thousands of terminated probationary federal employees, saying the Trump administration attempted to circumvent legal procedures for issuing reductions in force. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa